This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Good morning. Welcome to Party Line. Here we are on a Friday. I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works for You, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today. Also, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith, and WILO News Director Ken Hartman joins me in the studio. Hey, Ken.
Hey.
Sunshine today, huh? High 82?
Yeah.
Man.
It's starting to come up now.
Yesterday was awful nice, too. Gosh.
Yeah, it was.
I feel spoiled here with in light of everything happening in down in the Carolinas. The WILO Skywatch weather forecast, sunshine today, high 82. Clear tonight for Friday night football, low 62. That'll be football weather, won't
it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high 85. Clear tomorrow night, low 65. And sunshine again Sunday with a high 85 degrees.
As our good friend Al Slate would say, light today, becoming dark tonight.
Yeah, scattered darkness.
Scattered darkness, yes.
65 now from WILO. Well, we was talking off the air about what we're going to do this weekend, and we've got we stay busy sometimes on the weekends here at WILO as well.
I'm in here every day, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're in here typing news, and you know, in the news department, you got to work ahead.
Yeah,
you know, you can't just the news just doesn't come to you. Sunday, I'm excited about this. I'm driving down to Indianapolis. My parents are celebrating their 45th wedding anniversary. I'm 44, and they're celebrating their 45th. And so it's really cool because Shell has to work, so I'm going to take her two little ones down there. And they've never met my parents, and my parents have never met them. So we get to everybody gets to meet this weekend. And it's even more cooler because both of my ex-wives are bringing all my kids, so I get to see all five of my kids.
I'm not going to say what I can say to them. I'll let that go.
It's awesome. I'm not ashamed to say I've been married a couple times, but been several years since I've been married. I figured out how to work around that.
Boy, you're leaving an awful lot of loaded statements there.
But I do have five kids, and I get to see every single one of them under the same roof this Sunday, and that's not happened in probably 3 years or so. A couple months ago, my oldest daughter got married, and most of them were there. But so I'm really looking forward to that Sunday. So
okay.
We're going to have a good time there. So happy anniversary, Kevin and Brenda Keith, because Dad's name's Kevin also, just to confuse things a little bit. So as we were talking about weather, Hurricane Florence downgraded to a Category 1 storm, but still threatening the lives of 10 million Americans. Ken, you said Metro recently reported that it has made landfall in the last hour.
Mm-hmm.
National Weather Service says Florence will bring hurricane-force winds and life-threatening storm surge when it roars onshore, which it's doing right now. Rain from the storm already setting off serious flooding in low-lying areas, and the powerful winds knocking out power. So we'll wait and see how that develops. But this was an interesting number that they threw out this morning. Forecasters say Florence could pour the equivalent of 8 months of rain on North Carolina over the next 2 to 3 days.
Right. Yeah, it made landfall in Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, as Category 1.
Okay.
Sustained winds of 90 miles an hour.
Sorry, I was drinking my coffee here.
I could tell.
You're supposed to keep talking, Ken, when I'm...
Well, I have nothing else to talk about. You're supposed to be smart enough to know when I'm through talking.
I know, but I had a mouthful of Java.
That's your problem.
I do. So, I never thought I'd say this, but the Cincinnati Bengals have the best record in the NFL, Ken.
Who cares?
Well, Andy Dalton and A.J. Green hooked up for three first-half TDs as the Bengals defeated the Ravens 34-23 and Cincy last night. Dalton finished with four touchdowns for Cincy, which built a 21-0 lead and hung on. Bengals defense forced three Joe Flacco turnovers, including two interceptions and a fumble. Bengals 2-0, the Ravens 1-1.
I guarantee you right now, the Bengals will not be a playoff team this year.
You don't think so?
I know so. So yeah. Just write them off now. They're not going to, you know.
I thought it was interesting in week one where Cleveland tied with Pittsburgh.
Well,
you know, that's maybe a good sign for them. They were 0-16 last year.
It's a game they should have won.
You're right. You're exactly right. Let's see. We'll talk about that later. I don't want to get Larry worked up quite early this morning. 659-3338 is the phone number to call. Kevin and Ken here with you. We've got the senior fair coming up on Wednesday, September 26th from 9 till 2. That's in the Community Life Center behind the First Church of the Nazarene. New this year is the free shuttle service all day to and from high school parking lot, sponsored by BCS Landscape and Design. And a special thanks to Kim Stevens and Frankfort Main Street for helping us out with there. We've got free admission, free breakfast, free lunch, free health screenings. The theme is Happy Days. We'll be talking entertainment with ViaQuest's enthusiologist, Jeff Riker. And the stage sponsor is State Senator Brian Buchanan. Go ahead and make your transportation arrangements now. If you need more information, call Russ or Liz or myself at 659-3338. Special thanks to our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, and Center Township Trustee Kevin Evans. So there you go. 659-3338 is the phone number to call. Now, we're looking forward to the senior fair. We always have the setup the day before. And I think Terry and Liz will be over there taking care of that. And so you and I will still, we haven't still decided on what we're going to do. I'm thinking about getting creative with this a little bit, but I want to talk to you off the air a little bit about
this. You said you were going to talk to me off air yesterday and didn't do it.
I know. I was supposed to tell you something, wasn't I?
That's right.
Well, remind me when we get off air.
Okay. I'll forget too.
Party line, good morning.
You've only got two former wives?
What's that, Larry?
I said, you only have two former wives?
Yeah. Hey, I'm in the same company with you, right?
Yeah, I'm on my 44.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Two of mine passed away.
I see. All right.
Yeah, but that's all I have.
Well, I married my high school sweetheart, and that kind of fizzled out after 5 or 6 years afterwards.
That sounds about normal because you're young and dumb.
That's right. I wish somebody would have told me that you don't have to get married when you, you know, have been in a relationship
now,
for
wait
a couple
minute.
Years.
Back when I was young and dumb, you didn't do what they do today.
Which is what?
You lived together. You got married.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, around that time in 1992, when I graduated high school, you know, that's what we did. We moved in together and then got married about 5 months later.
I wish you hadn't said 1992.
Why is that?
I was already retired my second. No, I'm sorry. I was retired my second time.
Oh, wow. Well, that was the year I graduated high school, so.
Well, that's okay.
There you go.
You know, why don't you want me to get worked up about what?
Well, I saw this Paul Manafort story. President Trump's former campaign chief, Paul Manafort, reportedly has reached a plea deal with special counsel Robert Mueller. ABC News reports the deal will be announced in court today, and it's not known whether the deal requires Manafort to cooperate with investigators, but this guy's facing a lot of charges, and he's probably going to be singing like a canary.
I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to go to the barbed wire hotel myself.
No, sir. Agreed. I don't know. I don't know. I'd like to think I'd be a little more loyal.
To what? To Trump?
To who I'm working for, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I would agree with you 100%. But the person you're working for needs to be loyal to you also.
That's true. That's true. That integrity factor works both ways, doesn't it?
And when it don't work both ways, and you're the one going to jail, he's the one in a catbird seat.
That's right.
Take him down with you.
Well, you saw Bob Woodward's book, Fear, Trump in the White House. And Bob Woodward said that he's got interview tapes of his new book, and he will release those if challenged. So they might want to back off on some of that, you know?
And that girl that nobody likes, she got tapes for everything she says. That's interesting, too.
Mm-hmm.
Stormy's got tapes on a lot of things.
Yeah.
Watch it, kid.
But the man has it.
That's the man
that we're talking about. Years ago, a reporter wrote a bad story about him, a truthful story, but it was put him in a bad light.
Yep.
He wound up destroying her career, and she never could get a job anywhere in the United States as a reporter again.
Yeah, that's not right.
And no, that's not right. And that's why, and one of the major reasons I don't like that guy.
That's a bully in action, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Now, what do you think about that judge?
Judge Kavanaugh?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've not seen a whole lot on that in the last couple of days.
Well, that Democrat, she released, gave the FBI a letter that somebody wrote that he did something when he was in high school. And, you know, most of us did things in high school we'd be ashamed of.
Absolutely.
So I'm not too mad, but the thing that got me was the man couldn't give a straight answer.
Oh, really?
In his testimonies.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it, you know, when they ask him about, well, you said this at this hearing, but the opposite really happened, and then he would stammer and stutter and talk like a politician. And they did about five or six times he did that for sure, and then about certain things that he may have lied to the previous committees.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of the other things he wouldn't give a straight answer for. And to me, can a president be prosecuted for a crime and he couldn't give a straight answer to that? Well, that's ridiculous, because that's not a hypothetical.
No, that's flat-out question.
That's just asking
right?
a question.
Right.
And when you stammer, you know, he talked around it for a good 5 minutes and never give an answer.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't like him. I want straight answers.
Right.
You know, I don't need all this him and the hawing around, because you have an opinion the other way, but you don't want to say it, so you him and the hawing around and don't really say anything. To me, that's disqualifying.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to provide some answers, right, whether it's good or bad. Or indifferent. Larry, thank you for the call.
Hey, buddy.
I said thank you for your call this morning. We appreciate it.
Well, you're quite welcome, sir, and I didn't mean to take up too much time.
You're good.
But to show you that I'm not totally liberal, pulling down their statues down south is stupid.
Yep. I agree with that. My dad, who's a diehard liberal in Indianapolis, he said the same thing, you know, right is right, wrong is wrong.
That makes us middle of the road liberals.
Yep. We'll forget where we came from.
Yep. Talk to you later.
Have a great weekend, Larry. We appreciate it. Ken, make sure you use your library voice today wherever you go, because it's National Quiet Day.
Mm-hmm.
This holiday was created to tell people to just stop and enjoy silence. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Peace and quiet are good for both mind and body. Is that kind of the zen, meditation?
If you read it further, it's to help your inner zen.
Okay, cool. My brother is big on meditation. I've done it a few times, and it does relax me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But both good for mind and body, as it can lower your blood pressure and heart rate. You can celebrate today by heading somewhere away from the hustle and bustle of a busy street or your work office and just taking time for your inner zen. How about you and I grab a couple double cheeseburgers and go out to the lagoons at lunch, Ken?
No.
We'll just sit out there. Why not?
Because we're not going to the lagoons, that's why.
Why not?
I don't care to go to the lagoons.
Oh, okay. Well, You party pooper.
Well, party pooper all you want. I'm just saying, I don't want to go to the lagoons.
Well, how about we bring out our inner artists today and be creative because it's National Coloring Day.
Oh, that ought to be cute.
Now, I always enjoyed coloring when I was a kid. And then when I had kids, I enjoyed coloring with them. I just always had fun with it. But now, have you seen the adult coloring books?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very detailed and right. Really pretty picture. I like those. I've never purchased one, but you know, maybe that I may need to bring one of those into the office.
I know a lot of people who have. So
yeah, man, that's maybe a good idea. I'll bring that in, and we'll color a picture every day, maybe to kind of just calm ourselves.
If you have time to do that, go ahead.
Coloring is very relaxing.
I don't have that kind of time.
I don't know why it is, but you can celebrate with crayons, colored pencils, pens, or other art supplies. I like good old crayons. Rip a page from your favorite coloring book or create your own picture. With around 10 million variations of colors out there in the world, wow, I didn't know that. Possibilities are endless.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And what about this? $1 million-plus house in Oakland, California is being offered for free to anyone who can literally
move it,
yeah. The deed to the two-bedroom Victorian will be handed over to anyone who's willing to relocate it at his or her expense by October 27th. The free house must be moved sign first appeared on Reddit Monday. The lot that the property sits on is set to be demolished to make way for new development. The charming home that dates back to 1900 sold last year for $1.5 million. Man, I wonder how much it cost to move it.
I don't think you really want to know about that.
Oh, I love that, man. I love old Victorians.
Mm-hmm.
Well, researchers say cancer will kill nearly 10 million people this year, Kim.
Yep.
A new report by the World Health Organization says the number of people around the world who have the disease is growing rapidly, with more than 18 million new cases this year. I still contend there's some good places out there like the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. You know, they're very aggressive and can help with some non-traditional treatments.
Well, I think what's happened, and I will almost bank my reputation on this, is that what has happened in the last, well, since 9/11, I'll just say it from there. There's so much garbage in the air now that you can't get, you don't know, you know, it's very difficult to get the right kind of treatment.
Yeah, I don't like seeing the fact that more people will die of cancer this year. I would love to see that number going down, man.
It's going to go the other way simply because of what's in the air.
Going up isn't good. Party line, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. This is Jamie Blacker, Fair Council. How are you?
Hey, Jamie Blacker. We're doing good this morning. Fair Council President, what's happening?
Hey, I just want everybody to know tomorrow at the fairgrounds, we have 17 harness races tomorrow starting at 11:30 in the morning. It's the Indiana Series 2 fall races, and we'll bring you a bunch of good harness racing at the fairgrounds. It'll last through mid-afternoon, we believe. So if you're like to have a nice Sunday or Saturday afternoon, we encourage you to come out.
What's the cost on that, Jamie?
It's free to attend. The grandstands will be open. There'll be some tables and chairs in front of the grandstands. They'll be selling some drinks and food there as well. So love everybody to come out and take a look at harness racing, or if you want to pull around the track and sit in the back of your truck or in your car and watch, there'll be some outstanding racing tomorrow.
Nice. 11:30 tomorrow morning and probably last through mid-afternoon. Now, this is these are some of the top in the state, right?
Yes, yes. And we probably have one of the largest attended tracks because ours is in such good shape. They keep telling us it's the number one track in the state of Indiana, and we believe it. They put a lot of work into it, and it's really nice, and we're going to keep building upon that for next year.
Very good. Now, we had a rain cancellation last weekend on some events out there. Could you give us an update on when we'll be rescheduling those?
Yes, we had the diesel dirt drag scheduled for last weekend. Of course, it was a rain out. But we're going to do those next Friday night, September 21st. Those will start at 7 p.m. $8 to get in the gate. Practice will start at 5. All kinds of different heats. That's the same drags we've had a couple different times out there, so we're expecting a very large crowd for that.
Very good. I know that's gaining popularity, too, and it's such a treasure and a blessing to have that right here in our backyard. And even better, tomorrow afternoon, trying to find something free to do, I like that.
That's right. There's not many opportunities to do those kinds of things. And you could probably take Ken with you out there, and you guys can have a little side bet going on throughout the day, and whoever wins the most races could buy supper. How about that?
Yeah, I like that idea. Yeah, we'll bring our quarters and our dollar bills.
That's right.
Some off-track betting, Ken. What do you say?
Just for fun, right?
He's an old stick in the mud this morning, yeah. Maybe you and I will do that, Jamie. We'll just let Ken sit here and type stories.
Okay. Some other events coming up at the fairgrounds. On Saturday, October 20th, Clinton Central FFA will have their national stockman judging contest there, and they will actually use the entire fairgrounds, all the buildings for kids coming throughout the United States to judge animals.
Cool.
That's a pretty nice event. They've done that before. And then there's a trunk or treat the last Saturday night in October, I believe it's the 26th at the fairgrounds, which Frankfort Unified Neighborhoods are putting that on, and they'll be it down by the antique tractor area. So
I'm glad you brought that up, Jamie. Wilo's going to partner with Fun on that, so we'll be there that night at the fairgrounds, October 27th. So.
Okay.
For trunk or treat, yeah. Always good to talk to you, Jamie. Have a good weekend, and thanks for being a friend of Wilo.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
All right. Jamie Blacker, Fair Council President. Appreciate him letting us know. I didn't realize that tomorrow, the free, man, that's a good 4 or 5 hours of something to do. And that's cool, too, man. Those are fun to watch. I don't know. I think I'm going to try to mow tomorrow. I don't know if I get a chance to go. I bet the kids would enjoy that, too. You know, get them out there. I'd rather find out for free than paying $10 and them not like it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So putting calorie information on restaurant menus may be helping people make better choices on what they eat. Do you believe this?
Not really.
Yeah. I mean, because it may if you read it, but not everybody reads that, right? Unless you want to.
Well, also, if you think about it, most light in most restaurants is not, you can't use to read it anyway.
Right. I pull out your phone and turn on your iPhone flashlight. Well, researchers at Cornell University found that diners at restaurants that had calorie counts listed on the menu ordered meals with about 3% fewer calories than at restaurants who didn't. I don't know. I don't know if I put too much.
Well,
into that.
It all depends with me about what it is and what it isn't. I mean, if it's, you know, if it has, we'll say, for instance, if I want chicken, we'll say, okay, what's the choices for chicken? And I may determine it that way, but I don't. It's not going to be my sole in defining.
You know. Right. Right. I don't know. I don't count calories too much.
Well, you should.
I know. You're right. It'll catch up with me.
That's right. Sooner than you think.
I know. We were talking about that just the other day.
I know we were.
Mm-hmm. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is reportedly planning to run for president in 2020. The Times of London says Bloomberg has told close friends that he plans to join the presidential race as a Democrat. Bloomberg has toyed with the idea of running for president in the past. Earlier this year, he announced he was pledging $80 million of his own money to support Democratic congressional candidates in midterm elections. Wow. We know where he's coming from, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
But he's never been shy about it.
Well, also, a Marist College poll shows that Democrats have got a double-digit lead over Republicans ahead of the congressional midterm elections.
Mm. We know they're, you know, the incumbent president usually loses a few seats in the midterms,
mm-hmm.
So you never really know. But, yeah, it's going to heat up. That'll be interesting to watch here in November.
Yep.
Well, it is Friday, September 14th, the 257th day of the year, 108 days until the end of the year. On this day in 1814, Francis Scott Key composed the lyrics to the Star-Spangled Banner after watching the British bombardment of Maryland's Fort McHenry during the War of 1812. President William McKinley died of gunshot wounds inflicted by an assassin. He was 58 on this day in 1901. We got just a couple minutes left before our party line first commercial break. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I just thought I'd sneak in here before the break and a couple items we had on Clinton County Daily News. We have that great big NTK job fair on Saturday, but from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., looking forward to that. Cindy and Scott will both be out there. And then also, Saturday night, tomorrow night, we have the Prairiegrass Observatory, probably one of the last that could open houses of the year. We may have one in October if the weather cooperates, but have you ever seen a crater of the moon up close with a telescope, Kevin?
No, I've not, but I've always been fascinated by that. I've never really even had a chance to look through a telescope or anything, so
wow.
I would like to do that sometime.
Well, Saturday at 8 o'clock at Camp Colum Prairie Grass Observatory. I wouldn't make a big deal out of it, except the weather looks pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to have a real nice crowd out there. We're going to have the fourth largest telescope in Indiana will be out and about, and our 16-inch Schmidt Cassegrain 100-millimeter binoculars. We'll probably do some video on moon landings and so forth, because we're going to have a 34% moon lit up, lighting the sky, so you'll definitely be able to see some craters and seas of the moon and so forth.
So if there's someone out there listening, Russ, like myself, who's never had a chance to do this, and they've got a couple kids and they want to bring them out, is there a cost involved with this?
No.
Do we need to show up?
No, it's free.
Yeah.
It's the observatory is owned by the children of Clinton County, and it's absolutely free. Sometimes we remember to put a donation box out. Sometimes we forget to put a donation box out.
Mm-hmm.
We're United Way agency, so we've got the funds, and we're just pleased to do it.
Awesome. Well, yeah, you got some nice weather for that, it looks like. So have a great time with that this weekend, Russ.
Okay, sounds good, and we will see you down the road.
All righty, sir.
Bye.
Thank you. GM and owner, Russ Casper. We do have the mayor coming up next here on Wylo's Party Line, I believe. I think he's out there in the hallway as we speak. So we're going to take a break. We'll come back with him, hopefully. We want to thank our sponsors. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.